Welcome to Boundaries That Stick, 5 reasons why your boundaries don't work and what to do about it. I'm Brent Peake. I'm a licensed professional counselor, and I am your therapeutic coach for this journey. I am genuinely excited to have you here with me. Together, we're going to explore the world of boundaries. We're going to uncover some common pitfalls that make your boundaries ineffective, and you're going to learn some practical strategies to navigate these challenges together. So some objectives for this short course, let's just lay a foundation here for a little bit. By the end of our time together, I want you to be able to understand why boundaries are crucial for your personal well-being and for healthy relationships. That's what we're going to cover in this first lesson. And then as we progress, you're going to learn about some boundary basics. You're going to be able to identify the 5 common traps that make your boundaries fail. You're going to learn why your boundaries haven't been holding. And then you're going to learn some effective strategies to establish and maintain boundaries that work for you. But first, we need to answer a really important question. What exactly is a boundary? There's a lot of different ideas out there about what boundaries should look like, how they should be implemented. Quite simply, I want you to think of boundaries as your personal space bubble, both emotionally and physically. A boundary defines what is okay and what isn't okay when it comes to how others treat you or what you allow into your physical and psychological environment, okay? Just think of a boundary as a line, a circle around you that defines what is and isn't okay for you. Why are boundaries so crucial? Well, we've got several reasons here. The first one is that they protect your well-being. Boundaries are crucial for protecting, first off, your physical health. When you set limits around activities such as rest, exercise, and proper nutrition, you ensure that you prioritize these essential aspects of self-care. This might mean carving out time for rest and relaxation, scheduling regular exercise, making conscious choices about what you eat. All of these things contribute to maintaining a healthy body, good physical health. Without these boundaries, you're going to find yourself overworked, fatigued, neglecting your physical needs, and leading to a decline in your overall health. Okay, how else do boundaries protect your well-being? Well, emotional health is also safeguarded by your boundaries. Boundaries help prevent emotional burnout by allowing you to say no to activities or commitments that drain your energy or cause undue stress. With emotional boundaries in place, you can create a safe space for yourself to process your feelings and your experiences, ensuring that you don't become overwhelmed by the demands of others. This emotional space is vital for maintaining a sense of balance and well-being because it allows you to address your own needs and emotions before tending to those of others. How else do boundaries protect your well-being? Well, in terms of mental health, boundaries are indispensable for managing stress and anxiety. By defining clear limits on your time and your energy, you can prevent that overcommitment and maintain a focused mind. Boundaries help you prioritize your tasks and your responsibilities, reducing that mental clutter that can lead to stress. So a structured approach to managing your time and obligations ensures that you can concentrate on what truly matters, fostering a sense of control and calm in your daily life. Without these kind of boundaries, you risk becoming overwhelmed, which can adversely affect your mental health, your physical health, your quality of life. So, why are boundaries crucial? Number one, they protect your well-being physically, emotionally, mentally. Number two, they also maintain your personal integrity. Maintaining personal integrity begins with staying true to your values, your principles, and boundaries are key to that process. Why do we set a boundary? We set a boundary because we value something and we want to protect it. That is part of your personal integrity. They allow you to make choices that align with your core beliefs, ensuring that your actions reflect your moral, your ethical standards. When you establish boundaries around your values, you create a framework for decision-making that supports your integrity, helps you navigate situations where you might otherwise feel pressured to compromise your principles. Boundaries also play a crucial role in enhancing your self-respect. By consistently enforcing your limits, you communicate to others and to yourself that you value and respect your own needs and your rights, and your preferences. This self-respect is reinforced every time you uphold a boundary. It builds your sense of self-worth, it reinforces your identity, and it sends a clear message that you are committed to your own well-being and your dignity, which is essential for maintaining a healthy sense of self. Also, boundaries are going to promote authenticity in your actions with others. This is part of your integrity, being authentic with other people. When you have clear boundaries, you can engage with people in a way that is true to who you are, rather than conforming to their expectations or their demands. This authenticity allows you to express your true thoughts and feelings in a respectful way, fostering genuine connections based on mutual understanding and respect. Without these kind of boundaries, you're going to find yourself acting in ways that are incongruent with your true self, incongruent with what you need, with what you want for your life, and that is going to lead to feelings of resentment and dissatisfaction. So, boundaries are essential for protecting our well-being. Number two, they're essential for maintaining our personal integrity. And probably most importantly, why you're here is they help foster healthy relationships. Clear boundaries are fundamental for preventing misunderstandings of relationships. When you communicate your limits and expectations clearly and explicitly with respect, you reduce the likelihood of conflicts arising from misinterpretation or assumption. Boundaries provide a clear framework within which these interactions can occur, making it easier for all parties involved to understand what is acceptable and what is not. And this clarity helps prevent unnecessary arguments. It promotes a smoother, harmonious relationship dynamic. Mutual respect is another significant benefit of having these well-defined boundaries. When individuals understand and honor each other's limits, they create an environment of trust and respect. Boundaries ensure that everyone's needs and rights are acknowledged and valued. Now, that doesn't mean that they will always be accommodated, but everyone's needs have a right to be acknowledged and valued, and that's essential for maintaining healthy and respectful relationships. Don't fall for the trap of thinking that accommodating someone else is the essential part of a healthy relationship. We need that mutual respect that honors what we both want and need, and that lays the foundation for strong, enduring connections. And it's also going to help you have open and honest communication, which is vital for any relationship. When people feel safe to express their needs and limits without fear of judgment or retaliation, it fosters an environment of openness and honesty. And that transparency allows for deeper connections, more meaningful interactions. Everyone feels heard and respected. Even when we may not all get what we're hoping for out of the conversation, we at least know that our needs are acknowledged and heard and respected. So it helps provide a balance by giving and receiving in our relationships. So that's why boundaries are crucial. Number one, they protect your well-being. Number two, they maintain personal integrity. Number three, they do foster healthy relationships. Now, in this course, I'm going to introduce to you five boundary traps. These are the reasons, the most common reasons I hear as a therapist about why boundaries don't work. Let me run through them quickly, and then in the upcoming lessons, we'll dive into them in detail. The first one is the compliance trap. This is when we believe that our boundary is only effective when someone else complies with what we are asking for. The compliance trap. Number two, the justification trap. Believing that you have to justify your boundary to someone else before you can expect them to honor what you're asking for, whether that means accommodation or simply respectfully saying that they're not available for that. But you don't have to justify what you're asking for before you can expect someone to accommodate you. Number three, the minimization trap. Basically, minimizing what you need, feeling that your needs aren't important enough to set boundaries or to hold to the boundaries you've attempted to set. Number four, the guilt trap. We avoid boundaries because we're afraid of hurting someone else's feelings. The guilt trap. Number five, the avoidance trap. Simply dodging difficult conversations instead of setting clear boundaries with each other. These are what we're going to dive into in this course. The compliance trap, the justification trap, the minimization trap, the guilt trap, and the avoidance trap. Throughout this course, we're going to be checking in with our friend Jennifer. She's a busy mom. She's a primary caregiver for her parents. She's got a job. She does some work. She also volunteers with some community organizations. She's a busy person. Jennifer often says yes to everyone's requests, even when she's exhausted. because she fears that setting boundaries are going to upset the people that she cares about. And as a result, she's overwhelmed, undervalued, underappreciated, and burning out. So throughout this course, we're going to check in with Jennifer as she learns how to navigate these boundary traps and reclaim her sense of balance and well-being. So for now, here are the takeaways I want you to keep in mind. We've talked about how boundaries are essential for protecting your well-being, maintaining personal integrity, fostering healthy relationships. I want you to buy into the importance of boundaries, the need for them. Number two, those five common boundary traps: compliance, justification, minimization, guilt, and avoidance. Okay, we've introduced those real quick. We'll dive into them in future sessions. And then number three, I want you to keep in mind that setting clear and effective boundaries can prevent your feelings of overwhelm and resentment, which in turn you feel guilty about. So those are the things I want you to remember from today. And here's what I want you to do next. Before you go into the next lesson, I want you to open up your journal, a notebook, and I want you to write about these three things. Answer these three questions. Number one, when was the last time you felt overwhelmed due to your lack of boundaries or boundaries just not being followed through on? When was the last time you felt overwhelmed due to your boundary issues? Number two, go back and listen to those five boundary traps again. Which ones do you resonate? Or just off the top of your head right now, which of the five boundary traps do you relate to the most? Do you tend to feel like you can't follow through on a boundary until you've justified it? Do you feel like a successful boundary is one in which someone else does what you ask them to do? Do you tend to minimize your own needs? Do you feel guilty and so you don't set a boundary? Or do you just avoid it altogether? Which of the five boundary traps do you relate to the most? Number three, I want you to think about what it's going to look like when you are able to assertively set clear boundaries to protect your well-being and the well-being of your relationships. Number three, how do you think that setting clear boundaries is going to help you? Imagine what that will look like in your life to experience the peace and empowerment of successful boundaries. So, in this first lesson, just been an introduction. We've introduced the importance of boundaries, five common boundary traps. In our next lesson, we're going to dive into boundary basics. You'll get a deeper understanding of what boundaries are, the different types of boundaries, and more about why they are so important for you. So I look forward to guiding you through this transformative journey. Thanks for listening.